searched hard enough, she'd likely find a handful of others who'd hung out with Ted since kindergarten. Hello, she managed to smile, although her heart was pounding. Was Aaron at this very instant, threading his way through the people standing between them? There wasn't any reason he should feel uncomfortable approaching her. Maybe they hadn't kept in touch while she was gone, but there'd been no expectations along those lines. Their former relationship hadn't involved any commitment or obligation. They'd partied a great deal, and they'd had the hottest sex she'd ever experienced. But as far as he was concerned, it was all in fun. They hadn't even had a fight when she left. The death of her mother and the knowledge of her pregnancy had set her off on a self-destructive odyssey that led her to an abortion clinic in Arizona. She'd felt sure that ending her pregnancy was what Aaron would want if he knew about it, which was why, when she decided to keep the baby, she didn't feel she owed him anything. Even noticed that Wyatt was his.
Shay told me you were moving back, Kyle said. How long have you been in town?
She checked behind her, but at only 5'2" tall, she couldn't see over the people surrounding her, and it was so packed she couldn't see through them either. Just a couple of weeks. She paused to be polite, but she wasn't about to hang out and talk for more than a quick second, not with Aaron 10 feet away and possibly closing the distance between them. Unfortunately, she couldn't leave. Ted had already signed and personalized her book, and there was a huge line at the register. Riley spoke before she could actually say the goodbye that hovered on her lips.
It's great to have you home. You look amazing, by the way.
He gave her a low whistle.
Must be all that yoga.
Presley felt too anxious to enjoy the compliment, or to tell them that yoga had done a lot more for her than help her get into shape. That would prove to be too long a discussion. Have you ever been to a class? She asked instead. Kyle and Riley exchanged a look.
Can't say I have,
Riley drawled with a smile that told her he probably wouldn't either. Once I get the studio open, you'll have to give it a try, she said.
If you'll be there, I'll do it,
Kyle volunteered. Presley hadn't expected either of them to flirt with her. When she lived here before, she'd always had the feeling that they considered themselves too good for her. They'd been popular and well-adjusted from the beginning. She'd been a lost and lonely outcast who'd made some very poor choices. She might have been flattered at how her reception had changed, but she was too worried that she was about to be confronted by Aaron. She didn't want to speak to him. It made no difference how many times she told herself that he wasn't the right man for her, that their relationship had been unbalanced and unhealthy. She couldn't stop longing for his smile, his laugh, his touch. Not that the difficulty of getting over him should have come as any surprise. Her whole life had been a series of struggles. Great. I should be open for business in another week. She had to open soon. She couldn't go without income for much longer. See you there. She could feel their eyes on her as she moved away. Could tell they were startled she'd brushed them off, but with Aaron in the room, all she wanted to do was melt into the background. Just the sight of his perfectly sculpted face, which was almost too pretty, despite the scar he'd gotten in a fight, was enough to drag her to a place of weakness and craving. He was like crack cocaine that had taken control of her life before. She had to avoid him as avidly as all the other things that had nearly destroyed her. It wasn't until she stepped through the curtain and into the dark storeroom where Angelica Hansen, owner of Turn the Page, received her inventory that Presley relaxed. She'd reached safety, a hidden corner where he'd be unlikely to look for her. Once Aaron left, she'd pay for her book and get out of there. But when she turned, intending to peek out at those in the front of the store, she collided with his hard, unyielding chest as he came through the curtain. He grabbed her before she could fall over the stack of books at her feet, drawing her up against him.
What are you doing back here?
Breaking his whole